Welcome back to Comedian Called Carl Drinking Coffee, episode 93, day 9 of my coffee advent calendar. Today, the beans come from the beautiful country of Ethiopia via a roastery called the Naughty Dog in the Czech Republic. They're naughty little dog. And I'm going to say it, there's a lot of I've realised why there's so much noise, road noise currently. There's roadworks about 150 metres down the road from my ass, which is causing a backlog of cars just sitting out front. Some people getting annoyed, hitting their horns. Oh no, oh not for me, thank you. Anyway, this coffee is an absolute delight. It's really it's quite pungent, but not in a bad way. I know that word has negative connotations, but I mean, it's just like, yeah, it's not for the faint-hearted. It lives up to its name, the Naughty Dog. But I think a car has broken down. Oh no, it hasn't. Somehow people are now trying to sneak down the side. They tried to turn one lane into two. Some terrible drivers have. Oh, whatever next. Anyway, how is everyone? Update from yesterday's shopping trip. I said I wasn't looking forward to it. It lived up to my expectations. It's just, I just couldn't really be asked. I got two things I wanted to get, and basically the rest I was like, not for me. Couldn't be bothered. Normally I would have had a right old mooch. I would have popped it to Zara, see what they're saying. Topshop, you know, just to see what the clothes are like. It might treat myself. I just couldn't be asked. You know, it was like you got a queue to get into H&M. It's only about three people and it took about 10 seconds. But, you know, I get these regulations, but it's also just, I think I was losing any interest in your high street shops. Do you know what, guys? I just like an independent business, yeah? Could call me old-fashioned. But, it weren't nice. Popped into Waitrose, bought a few overpriced groceries, got the train home, done. Then did. I will say, there's as much as there's me bemoaning the new normal and saying, you know, it does, you know, maybe the sort of, I suppose that freedom just to mooch on a shopping trip is slightly different when, you know, there's constant announcements about masks and queues and all that. And I'm totally cool with it. I'm on board. But, you know, I do think it just gives you another thing to think about. You're not just relaxed and having a little wander and maybe stopping and treat yourself, grab a coffee, But as much as I'm bemoaning these, you know, the current situation, and I cannot wait for it all to be over, I will say there are benefits. Because get a load of this, right? I did a Christmas gig last night on Zoom. Now, a little bit of background knowledge on this. Anyone who's ever spoken to a comedian will know this. Christmas gigs are notoriously hard. You know, it's the time of year that we sort of dread the most gig-wise. It can be quite financially lucrative because, you know, you're doing Christmas parties and you're doing the odd little corporate gig for an office here and there, right? So you can make some decent money, but the gigs, by and large, aren't dreadful. Like, they're not as bad as they used to be. Like, you know, 15 years ago, I sort of caught the last 5 years of Jonglers, which was the biggest comedy club chain in the UK, and potentially probably the world, actually. And their clubs, you know, their Christmas shows were very Christmassy. Big, everyone was dressed up, you know, all different office parties. Everyone's getting like a 3-course meal. And it just, they could be absolute carnage. But you got paid well for them, you know. They looked after you because it was danger money, essentially. But that has slightly calmed down. You know, I've done loads. Like, you know, last couple of years I've tended to do Christmas shows at the Glees in Birmingham and Nottingham and Cardiff. And they're big rooms, same sort of thing. People, there's different groups of people on Christmas parties, all getting their Christmas dinner. But actually, it's better policed, you know, than it used to be. And I think people aren't as aren't as, it isn't, you know, I don't know, I do think people have calmed down a bit. It's not the, we haven't got the hangover of the 90s where it was like, get on it, mate, have a fight, you know. So I think the mid 2000s there was still a little fallout of that. People have calmed a bit, but they're still not great gigs. They're not, you know, if you do the Glee on a Saturday night in, you know, September, it's just going to be a dream, you know. Any one of them, they're all just great fun, big rooms, lovely people, whatever. Christmas gigs, it just, you just get this little sense that there's always going to be some people here who don't want to be here. They just want to get pissed on the company card and they might shout something at me. So you never ever feel comfortable on stage. You're always on edge, right? Anyway, that's the backstory to what Christmas gigs are like. I did one last night on Zoom for one company. It was one office and there was me and two other comedians, Sarah Keyworth, Patrick Monaghan, both very funny. And basically it was a London office of a big company, but obviously they're all working from home, so everyone's in their own houses just sitting there with a beer, and they were lovely because naturally. But I do think the reason is because it's taken out, it's basically now the gigs are in our favour, do you know what I mean? Normally the thing is you've got an office party, there's 30 of them in a big comedy club. They're all in their group. They can all turn to each other and go, this guy's shit, me. You know, there's like, you're always outnumbered. That's the whole nature of comedy. It's you versus, not versus, it's you facing the other way. And they're all facing you. So naturally, they're one thing, you're another. And the whole beauty and magic of comedy is when you turn it all into yourselves into one big sort of group. You know, when you have a great gig, it feels like you've orchestrated something out of nothing, you know what I mean, out of all these different individuals you've turned into one. That's made it sound much more wanky than it probably is, but anyway, you never feel more outnumbered at Christmas because the groups are really tribal and they're all on their own office party. But I just did one party and they're all in their own homes, they're all quite chilled, comfortable, having the odd little drink here and there, but they were just nice. Obviously they were going to behave themselves because they're not, you know, they're not just in a bar on their company card, just piling booze down them. And it ended up sort of feeling like it's a really pleasant gig. So what I'm saying is, as a happy accident, the coronavirus and the following legislation has basically turned Christmas gigs into nice, pleasant gigs. With the even bigger benefit that I didn't have to leave my house. So even if it had have been bad, I could have finished sad, shut the laptop, gone into my kitchen and just eaten myself happy. I mean, it's, I feel like we're crack topping here, guys. I feel like we're onto something. It's the future. I think it's why I've always liked podcasts. You sit in, you know, just, it's much more relaxed. You know, this podcast is my dream. I'm sitting at my desk, looking out my window, drinking a coffee, talking to myself. This is what I do it for. But, yeah. Anyway, so, but also, but, and I will say, that sounds all like I've just made it about me. And, like, the gig was fun and all this. They seem to really enjoy it as well. And I genuinely think, you know, they obviously there is an element of we're all making the best of a bad situation. You know, I'd never say a Zoom gig is going to replace a live gig for me. How much you cannot enjoy a Zoom gig as much as you can a live gig because you don't get that feeling, that atmosphere. But I think that's the same for the audience. But they really just got into it and had a laugh, and it was nice. It was nice. It was very pleasant. Oh. Anyway, I've got a bunch more, and now that was the first of the season. It's made me really quite like happy to be doing them. I was sort of a bit dreading them just because I thought, what if they feel like Christmas gigs? But then I did that, and it's, I feel like actually we're in for a nice little month chatting to nice people, get to Christmas and just be happy. I had some Christmas seasons of gigs, you know, not for a good few years, but a good, like, you know, 5-10 years ago, where by Christmas came I was an absolute shell of a human being, because I'd just done, over the course of December, 20 gigs, every one of them being an absolute slog. And, oh man, it got to like the 22nd of December or 23rd of December when I had my last one. And I was just so done in. That's all. I did that, even last year when the gigs were actually nice. I did gigs like probably Wednesday to Saturday in a different city every week. And the last one I finished up on the 23rd. So I came home on like Christmas Eve morning. And I felt like I'd been away. I felt like bloody, what's his face? Chris Rea. Driving home for Christmas. I'd just been away the whole month. And I finally came back. And I had just Christmas Eve to prepare. And I felt like, oh, actually, I should. That's not ideal, is it? Give yourself a few days off, mate. Lovely, lovely beans. Then I finish that coffee now. We're done, mate. We're done. You're all free to go. You're free to leave of your own accord. Thanks for listening, as always. Let's see what we'll muse on tomorrow. If you want to go and watch the video of me making my coffee, go on my Instagram. Or my YouTube. I've got to set up a YouTube channel. Have you heard of these YouTube channels? I've only set it up 12 years too late, but I've set it up and I'm populating it with a few silly videos and these the coffee advent calendar videos I'm doing in the morning, just as a starting point, but then I'm going to really populate it in the new year with some old stand-up clips, new stand-up clips, and actually start being more productive. You know, I feel like I'm relatively productive. I write a lot of new gear. I go out and gig a lot. I do podcasts. But I feel like I still think I could do more, as we all probably do. But I feel like putting more videos out would be nice. Not just for me, as much as for other people who enjoy it. Right, take it easy, everyone. Stay safe. Good luck if you're out Christmas shopping. You know, good luck. And I'll speak to you soon. Hope preferably tomorrow. Bye.